Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And then we come to find out, because now Kevin's been paying very close attention, that there is a big issue, and Pennsylvania seems to be the epicenter of the deadly deer tick virus. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Vector Management Program with the Department of Environmental Protection is Christian Boyer. Christian, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
I know this may sound like a rudimentary question, but what is the big difference between the deer tick and any other tick? Is it just because they are on deer? And how would we know the difference?
The deer tick is morphologically different than some of the other ticks. They're smaller than some of the other ticks. We're concerned about the deer tick because they're the ones that can bite us and make us sick.
Okay, as opposed to that the little fatter one we find on our pets a lot of times. This one's a lot smaller, and they call it the black-legged tick, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, and those round ones that you see on your pets, those have started to take on blood, and that's why they're plump like that. So most of the time in the environment, these ticks are pretty flat.
Okay, and what's the difference between Lyme disease, which seems to be very common, and deer tick virus?
Sure, yeah. The Lyme disease is transmitted by the causative agent is a bacteria. Deer tick virus, as the name implies, is a virus, and they both are very different. The transmission from a tick to a person in Lyme disease or some of these other tick-borne pathogens take up to 24 hours to be transmitted from the tick to us. However, deer tick virus, it's already kind of preloaded in the tick's salivary glands, and it only takes up to 15 minutes for that transmission to occur to a person.
So how likely is a deer tick to get on a human being and bite you?
Sure. I mean, if you're in the environment, deer ticks have, they're everywhere. We found them in every county in the state in very high numbers. If you're outdoors in the woods, you're going to potentially come in contact with a tick. And it's actually it's highly likely that you're going to come in contact with a tick. And they will readily get on anything that comes close to them because they're searching for a blood meal so that they can continue their life cycle.
Wow, and black-legged ticks are active in the winter as well as the summer. What are some of the initial symptoms of DTV infection?
They're flu-like symptoms, just like any other arthropod-borne illness that we get. Headache, fever, sometimes body aches, and nausea and vomiting.
Well, wait a minute. That sounds very similar to what we've been dealing with for the last 2 years with the COVID variants. And how would someone know the difference?
That's something that I'm not sure about. That would be a question for people's physicians if they get sick. But it's more than likely in the summertime, if you have experienced flu-like symptoms, you're probably going to be coming down with a tick-borne illness or a mosquito-borne illness. This time of year, it would be very difficult to differentiate between the two types of illnesses.
Wow. And the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection just reported last week that you detected the highest rate ever of tick-carrying deer virus anywhere in the United States in Clearfield County. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. In the literature, we can only find up to a 25% infection rate. This is an extremely high infection rate and the cause for concern and why we're talking to you today.
What is the infection rate that you found?
92% is what we found there. 23 of the 25 ticks that were collected tested positive for deer tick virus.
Do we have any idea why Pennsylvania, particularly that county, is the epicenter for this?
No, we really don't. And there's, you know, we've been looking for DTV, which I would consider an emerging pathogen causing Powassan virus in humans. We've found it all over the state, not in very high numbers. And the last time we surveyed, which was a year ago, our infection rate for the state was 0.6%. There seems to be these hot spots that crop up. Last year we had Bradford County had an infection rate of 11%, which was extremely high. And Schuylkill County had an infection rate of 4%. So there seems to be these hot spots that crop up, and there's really no rhyme or reason why that we know of at this point. Clearfield County, you know, we surveyed public use areas, and this park was selected. And in previous years, we found no deer tick virus, and this year, you know, we find an explosion.
And you can find deer tick virus anywhere in these recreational areas, in the forest, in the parks, playgrounds, and fields as well, ball fields. How can you combat it? What should somebody do? Do they spray themselves with something or what?
Yeah, the best thing that people can do, because these ticks will carry a whole host of pathogens that can make us sick, including Lyme disease. The best thing people can do is protect themselves. So when they go outside, and going out and enjoying, you know, the environment, they can wear insect repellent containing DEET. They also can spray their clothes with a permethrin spray and let it dry. And those products are good for up to 6 washes. And that will kill the ticks on contact when they get on you. Other things people can do when they're enjoying the outdoors is walk in the center of the trails. The adult ticks will be on that edge vegetation and the sticks and the grasses on the edge. That's where they're going to be crawling up and hanging out, waiting for you to come by and then grab a hold of you and then search for a spot to feed.
Sounds like a horror film. You can go to the Department of Environmental Protection. There is information on their website, Tick-Borne Diseases. We appreciate you bringing this to our attention, Christian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.